Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, this is Alan Rolnick. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where I feature top leaders who help people with major life events like divorce, health issues, losing a job, and many more. I have Dr. Jeremy Weiss here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs, and we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me.
Alan, thanks for having me. I totally appreciate it. And I'm excited because anytime I have a long-standing, long-term tax professional in front of me, I want to pepper them with questions, okay? So, but before we talk about today's topic, and this is, you have some really interesting stories with the line of work you do. The episodes, people can check out tristatetaxresolution.com. And when the IRS comes knocking, people end up calling you because the scenario, from what you've told me, is they have tons of back taxes. The IRS continues to threaten them, sell their house, whatever other belongings they can get a hold of. And you've been doing this for over 39 years. So I know people have the common situations you see. They've gone through a divorce. They've had a health crisis. They're in debt from medical care or losing a job. So if you have questions for Alan, you can email him. Go to tristatetaxresolution.com. Alan, we have a situation. Someone named Tom came to you. How did Tom find you and what was he experiencing?
Tom is a patient of my dentist.
Okay.
And, apparently was telling the dentist, some of the stuff that's going on. And she says, well, I got somebody who might be able to help you.
What was going on?
He had taken some money out of an IRA in 2012, I guess it was. And he didn't file his tax return for that year.
Mm.
Okay, and didn't file his tax returns actually for a number of years.
Why is that?
Procrastination. Didn't want to, sometimes life gets in the way.
I'm sure it's common. That's why I ask.
Life gets in the way. Things happen. And you just, somehow you don't get around to it. Sounds ridiculous, but you don't get around to it. So he gets a letter. They're threatening to take it. Man is in the 70s.
What does a letter say like that? How
the letter says, you have not filed your 2012 tax return. Please file it as soon as possible. That's like the first letter.
Yeah.
Then comes the second letter. And I don't know whether he didn't open it or he ignored it. And then came the third letter that said, we are preparing a tax return for you.
Hmm.
So they did. And they prepared a tax return for him. They hit him for, I can't remember what the exact number was. It was like $50,000 in taxes.
$50,000?
$50,000 in taxes.
Well,
he took out like $112,000 from his IRA because, he had bills to pay and stuff like that.
Right.
So they hit him with $50,000. I think that may have included the interest in and the penalties.
Wow. So, how many years later was that from 2012 to what point?
We filed those returns in 2018, I think it was.
So it was 6 years later, approximately.
Six years
and later. So a lot of interest accumulates, I imagine.
A lot of interest accumulated. And then New York State comes along and does the same thing to him.
Wow.
So we filed that. We filed New York State as well. And did the tax return, prepared the tax returns. The tax dollars were still substantial.
What are someone's options at that point, Alan? Like, what are they left to do? Like, they're a huge tax bill all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What does someone do?
Well, so many options are, you sit down and write. You can sit down. If you don't know what you're doing, you'll sit down and write the check. and pay it. The other option is that they can get an installment agreement.
Yeah. Which so what do you help them do?
We first determine whether he's eligible for an offer in compromise, which means that we try to reduce the liability for as little as we possibly can based on his financial condition.
So they just do, I'll prepare for you. I'm going to hit you with a huge tax bill.
Right.
Are like, well, that's not fair. And you work to reduce it.
Right. We work to reduce the bill. So we took a look what his financial situation was. In order to prevent them from issuing a levy on his account, we entered into installment agreements with both the federal government and New York State. And then we went ahead to compromise the liability.
Does someone come to you scared in that situation? Yes. I think I'd be freaked out if that happened.
Yeah.
What was the sentiments of Tom?
He came scared. He didn't want to take all his money away, which they, theoretically could have done.
Right.
Take away a good portion of it.
Right.
And he was basically living off his IRA money and Social Security, whatever little funds he had, and he had a small business that was sort of dying, so he wasn't really making much money, on that.
And that's even scarier. Like someone who's retired, they don't have income coming in. That's what they have to live off of. Right. They take that away. I mean, what do they do? Like live on the streets? I mean,
the government. The government doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean,
So what happened on the other side?
Like the purpose is for me to see that the government follows the rule, what their own rules are.
Yeah.
And to see if we can help them knock the liability down.
Yeah. So what are some lessons and mistakes in this whole scenario?
Lesson number one is make sure you file your tax returns.
Is that common or not? I think
it's fairly common.
It is common.
A lot of people do not, for whatever reason, something happens.
And they just never file it.
And there are those out there who say, I don't have to file. The Constitution says, I don't have to file. Well, the Supreme Court has a different opinion of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got him into a payment agreement just so that to keep the government off his back.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to file offer and compromise for both the federal and the state. The federal offer and compromise is still pending because the IRS is so backed up. It takes them forever. On New York State, I took a $25,000 balance, including interest and penalties. And we offered them $5,000 and to close that.
Wipe it out.
And they took it.
Wow.
Surprisingly, New York State is tough.
How do you know what to offer them? Like 4,000, 6,000, 5,000. Like, how do you? Is there a percentage of that you decide on? Or
sometimes you work out the numbers.
Got it. You're looking at his personal numbers and maybe saying, "Here's really what's affordable."
Yeah, yeah. You work out the numbers, and they're never gonna, based on the numbers, they're never gonna collect the money in his lifetime.
Especially. Yeah.
So
take what you can get.
Yeah, so we offered them a reasonable, what I thought at the time was a reasonable amount, and New York State took it.
Yeah,
The Federalist was still working on it because
I'm sure he was thrilled. He's like, okay, I had this $25,000 thing pending.
I saved him like $20,000.
Yeah,
in payments. The Federalist still working on we're waiting for a response to.
Thank you for sharing that. People can check out other guests, other episodes. What's another, and we'll talk about another episode. What's another mistake people make? Obviously, like a glaring one is not filing your taxes, but what's another mistake you see people make in general that gets them into trouble?
gets them into trouble. Well,
yeah,
depends. It depends on who they, you know, it depends if they do the tax return themselves. They may have, I don't know. I had one guy many years ago who took his interest on his mortgage twice. and how he did this, I still can't figure it out. But he included it twice. So they picked it up, and it cost them some money.
Because he did it himself. He wasn't double checking everything.
Because he did it himself. He didn't know he took TurboTax and didn't know what he was doing. You know,
crazy.
So it depends. It could be anything. It could be an editing mistake. You know, but if you're using a computer, chance of making an editing mistake, it's not too likely. Or you misapplied the law. You know, you thought it was one thing, but the rules say something else, and so they get you that way. Or you're taking deductions that you have no backup for.
That's what we're gonna talk about next time. Deductions you can be taking and can't be taking, because everyone wants to know that. So check out other episodes. Go to tristatetaxresolution.com for more. Alan, thanks for having me.
I was glad that you interviewed me.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.